Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus chapter 20 today, verses 1 through 6. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 6. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Folks, we need to notice something here. As God begins to give Moses the Ten Commandments, we need to notice something here. Number one, God is a jealous God who wants to be first in all of our lives. That's the first thing we need to notice. God is a jealous God, and he wants to be first in all of our lives. Listen to what he says. You shall have no other gods before me. I don't want to have me in comparison as one of your favorite gods. I don't want to have any other gods because there are no other gods. I'm the only one anyway. And so I want you to acknowledge that and not have me be a part of your life. I want to be your whole life. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of the house and on your gates. In other words, I am the Lord. There's only me. There's only one God. I am the only one, and I want you to focus on me all the time. I want my word to be on your mind and want it to be in how you, in your hands and the fact and how whatever you do, I want it to be for me and through my commands and obedience to what I say. I want you to teach your children when they lay down, when they get up all the time. Folks, the Bible's real clear that God has no desire to be one of many in things in your life. He wants to be first and foremost. Now, there's nothing wrong with having recreation or a job or a family and all that, but he wants to be first in all of that. When you recreate, is he the center? When you spend time with your family, is he the center? When you do your job, are you doing it to his glory and according to his word? Folks, check yourself. We all have to fall into a time period of, or maybe not fall into it, but intentionally go into time periods of examining and allowing the Spirit of God to show us our hearts, because we all have a tendency to know these things, but to allow other gods, small g, other things become more worshiped in our life than him. But there's a second thing here that he does. He then says, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above or in the earth beneath. Isn't that interesting? Why does he do that? Well, here's why. He is a jealous God who wants to be first in all of our lives, and there's nothing we can create to even compare to him. How could you make any image that would compare to who God is or even depict him in any way? Folks, listen, there's nothing we could make with our hands that would describe God. He's spirit. He's other, if you will. He's beyond our comprehension in many ways. Folks, God is so amazing. It'd be silly to make a little image that would describe him. It's impossible. Oh, but as we wrap up today, let me just remind you of also something. He's a good God who blesses. In Psalm 34, listen to verses 8 and 10. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Now the young lions, they suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. He's a holy God. He said here in the passage we saw for today that he's going to bring judgment on those who hate him, but blessings to those who love him. How do we love him? We acknowledge that he's God and we're not. We acknowledge that he's holy and we're not. And we seek him for our salvation, which is only through Jesus. Lots more to show you. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.